Hello and welcome to my podcast. My name is Shaden, and this is a recording of our Bible study at Hope Collective Church that meets every Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening. If you are in between ages 18 to 40 years old, you are welcome to join. But for now, please enjoy this week's episode.
For I truly tell you, if you have faith in the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there and it will be done. Nothing will be impossible for you. So the mustard seed, we're talking about that today. There's another story in the Bible where Jesus kind of splits up the group. He says this to the disciples, I give you authority to cast out demons and to heal the sick. Okay, so they split up and they go. After some time, then we have this story. Matthew chapter 17. When they came to a crowd, a man came up to Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering terribly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. Oh, unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus says. Notice the exclamation point. He's angry. He's upset a little bit. Jesus replied, how long must I remain in you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Then Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Afterwards, the disciples came to Jesus privately with their tails between their legs, embarrassed, and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? Because you have so little faith, he answered. For truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Let's start here. Oh, unbelieving and perverse generation. That's like telling someone, I'm so sick and tired of you. I'm so sick and tired of your nonsense. Jesus is sick and tired of this generation. And he's talking to the man that brought the boy, who we believe is a Jew. So he should be a believer, so to say. And he's also talking to the disciples, who again are the people who have left everything to devote their life to follow Jesus. Again, Jesus is challenging some things here. These men who are the disciples who left everything, who followed Jesus 24/7, because in those days, if you're a disciple, you walk everywhere the rabbi walks, the master walks, the teacher walks, Jesus walks. You follow him closely. There's some theologians that say that the right way to follow your rabbi is to be covered in the dust of your rabbi. The reason why you want to be a disciple of a rabbi, the reason you want to do that is to become the rabbi. I'm trying to say they are devout followers of Jesus 24/7. Like what we're doing Bible study here, they did that every waking hour. Not just this, but ministry, living, working. They were with him all the time. And Jesus says, you unbelieving, perverse generation, I'm so sick and tired of you. How long must I remain with you? How long must I put up with you? And then Jesus is asked by these disciples who couldn't heal the boy, why was this boy not healed? And Jesus says, what? Basically, you have no faith. It is possible to follow Jesus and have no faith. For I truly tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you could have done it, but you didn't. It's like you have no faith. If you even had the smallest amount of faith, you could have healed it, he's saying. So the question I have, I guess, for you guys, again, this is Bible study, so I take this opportunity to challenge a little bit. And I'm not saying this because I got it together. If you guys know me, I'm whack. Like I do not have it together. And this is the reason why I come up with these messages, is because really I'm just teaching to myself. The question, though, I want to ask you guys, do you have faith in Jesus or do you have faith in Christianity? Sometimes we put our faith in religion. We put our faith in the right answers. We can put our faith in the Bible. Sometimes we put our faith in the Bible more than we put the faith in Jesus. And what I mean by that is putting your faith in the right answers. Do you actually have faith in Jesus? Or do you have faith in saying the sinner's prayer? Repeat this prayer and then you're saved. I don't want to completely discredit that prayer because I think it does some good, but it does also some harm. Because repeating a prayer, and I say this when I was in Africa all the time, you repeat these words, and then after you repeat these words, something happens. That's witchcraft. Repeat after me, and then you will be saved. I'm sorry, but like, that's not how it works. You don't put your faith in words that you repeat after a pastor. You have to put your faith in Jesus, and I get it. That prayer can lead you to have faith. That's what I'm saying. It's also a very good prayer. Altar calls are very good. But at the end of the day, our faith must be in Jesus. Not what we know. Not coming to Bible study every Wednesday. Not just going to church on Sunday. Not even reading your Bible in the morning. At the end of the day, or the beginning of the day, it has to be in Jesus. Because if Jesus' closest disciples, like I said, if his closest disciples were basically called people without faith, we, who are nothing even close to the devotion that they were, we have a risk of really not having faith at all. Because these guys lived with Jesus, walked with Jesus, talked with him, ate with him, and they were called faithless. Faith in Jesus. Not faith in religious activities that will get you to heaven after you die. or this one's even a scary one. Faith so that Jesus can repay you. What I mean by that? Oh, you behave, you do all these good things, you do ministry, and then you expect Jesus to bless you in the end. I don't believe that Jesus is into transactions like that or bargaining. Because I'm so faithful in following you, you're going to bless me. With a good job, with a wife, with a child. That's a transaction. You're putting your faith in works and not faith in Jesus. In several other verses throughout the gospel, Jesus says this. You may ask for anything in my name and I will do it. Right? Have faith in Jesus and he will do it. And this is what I want to talk about tonight. Because I think this is important that we don't like to talk about in church or Bible studies. But what about the time when my grandma got sick and I prayed for her and she died? But my friend still has cancer and we've been praying for her for years. My good friend that I grew up in high school, or from middle school, high school, played soccer with him, had cancer. The church prayed for him over and over and over. He ended up dying. So the question is, does this mean I have no faith? Or was Jesus a liar? Tonight's heavy, but I think we need to talk about this because we don't like to talk about this in church. We say things like, yeah, just have faith as a mustard seed and he'll do whatever you want. And you leave happy, happy, and you get in your car and you get home and you get to situations that are desperate, that are not changing. And you go, okay, is this all make-believe? Is this just a myth then? Did Jesus really say you may ask for anything in my name and he will do it? I have faith. Or do I have faith? Because I don't see my prayers being answered. So we often pray, and at the end of our prayer, we say, in Jesus' name. As if that tagline has some special power. And I'm not saying that there is no power in his name, but sometimes we say a prayer as if we have to say that tagline, otherwise it won't work. You know, Jesus prayed for something, and it didn't happen. He literally was praying with God, if it's possible, let this cup pass, right? He was going to go through the worst pain, and his prayer was not answered. But it came down to Jesus saying, not my will, but your will be done. Okay? If that's how Jesus prayed, and his prayer was unanswered in a sense, that kind of shows that, like, we can't have this entitlement of like putting our faith in these things that we do in order for God to give you the answer that you want. Because here's the truth. We know a lot of people who left the church and they say things like, yeah, I did the whole church thing and it never worked for me. The reason why they came to church in the beginning is because they thought, okay, I'm gonna go to church, I'm gonna behave, I'm gonna pray so that I get something in return, a transaction. And when that transaction doesn't happen, when grandma dies, when I'm bankrupt, when my friend still has cancer, when that transaction doesn't pan out, they go, I tried doing it for years, I did everything, and it's no good. I'm done. This, in a sense, is the Christianity that some of us have learned to believe. And this is very toxic because our faith is not in Jesus, but in works, in religion. And at the end of the day, you will be disappointed. You will leave the church because it didn't work out for you. When Jesus says, do anything in my name, the reason why you call, or if you call yourself a Christian, is because you carry that name. Back then, when they call you a Christian, it means you're like a little Christ. You're like a little Jesus. You're one of those little Jesus Christian folks that are like, Jesus. One of the right ways to pray that is to take on the identity of Jesus, to become like Jesus. In Jesus' name is to become like him, to carry his name, to be like Jesus. Not so that you can get a good tax return, a nice car. Yes, please continue to pray for those things. I pray for those things all the time. God, give me jobs for photography. I do it all the time. It's okay? But I think we sometimes lack that it is about to become like Jesus. That's it. The Father's will for you at the end of the day is not so that you can get rich and live in a mansion and die when you're 80 years old on a yacht somewhere. No. Your will from the Father is for you to be like Jesus, to be his son. I think I shared this here today, but or not today, here in this group once before, but I got real sick in Africa once. I was hospitalized for 5 days, really sick. To the point where I accepted that I was gonna die. I was so close with Jesus when I made that, when I accepted the fact that I was gonna die, and I knew I was gonna see him face to face, in a matter of minutes maybe, I would be face to face with my King. And in that moment, it was as if I was face to face with him. And I had the opportunity to ask for anything I wanted to. I could ask him to heal me. I was dying. And he was face to face, and I had this sense, he didn't say it, but I had this sense that I could say whatever I want. I could say whatever I want, and he would do it. I could be healed if I said, Jesus, heal me. But I thought in that moment, how dare I ask to be healed when I'm face to face with the King? Yeah. I didn't ask that. When you are face to face with the King, you have faith in Jesus, not in what he can do for you. See, there's a difference here. Faith in Jesus, not faith in what he can do for you. That changes your situation dramatically because it is about him. It's about being with him, what I say all the time. It's about being with him to be like him, to do the Father's will. And if you're in a situation where you're dying or a terrible situation and you have faith in him that he's for you, that he loves you, that he died for you, that he cares for you, that he promises peace for you, that you will dwell in his house for eternity, then what's the problem, yeah. Right? I don't want to belittle anyone's situation here, because yes, we're going to go back to after this, we're going to walk out this door, and some of you guys are experiencing hell on earth with your situation. So I don't want to belittle that at all and say that you're just a crybaby, get over it. I'm not saying that. But please put your faith in Jesus, in who he is. He is good, he is loving, he is kind, he is for you, he is with you. His will is for you to know that, to live in that awareness, consciously aware that he is with you. In his name is to be like him. Be with Jesus, to become like Jesus, to do the Father's will. So to answer this question, it's almost irrelevant. Does this mean I have no faith because I'm not receiving what I want? Who cares? Yeah, it's really painful, yes. But he is not a liar. Do I have no faith? That's not a question that I would be asking because my faith is in Jesus, not in what I receive from Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this week's Bible study at Hope Collective Church. Feel free to join us next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. if you are in between ages 18 to 40, or join our Sunday morning service at 8 or 9:30. See you next time.